Carol of the Glowing Glass. On the night when Christmas learned to hum like a server room, the city was bright with screens. Windows glowed blue. Faces glowed paler. Even the moon, feeling underlit, borrowed a ring light and leaned closer. People walked the streets holding rectangles as if they were sacred wafers. Thumbs genuflected, heads bowed. Notifications chimed like tiny bells, and every bell promised something important, which is to say, something new, which is to say, something that would be forgotten by morning. In a narrow apartment above a bakery that smelled of cinnamon and ambition, lived Milo Finch. Milo was not unhappy. He was simply occupied. His phone knew this. It buzzed whenever Milo tried to think, which was often and briefly. On Christmas Eve, Milo lay on his couch, scrolling through the annual summary of his own life, an algorithmic scrapbook of photos, ads, and opinions that looked vaguely like him if you squinted. The city outside prepared itself. Choirs rehearsed. Snow gathered its courage. A brass band argued about tempo. Milo noticed none of it. At precisely 7:03 p.m., his phone hiccuped. This was unusual. The phone did not hiccup. It performed. It updated. It demanded. But it did not hiccup. The screen went black, then white, then black again, like a blinking eye deciding whether to wake. A message appeared, written in a font Milo had never installed. "Look up." Milo frowned. He was an obedient creature, trained by years of alerts. He lifted his eyes. The ceiling was still there. A crack zigzagged politely across it, as it had for years. No angels, no stars, just the hum of the fridge, an appliance with modest dreams. His phone buzzed again. Outside. Milo sighed and put on his coat. He told himself he would just step out for a minute. The phone would not mind. The phone always forgave. Outside, the street had changed its mind about being ordinary. Snow fell in large flakes that looked handmade. Lights hung from balconies and lampposts, blinking with theatrical patience. The bakery downstairs had closed, but a note in the window read, "Back soon. Believe." A crowd had gathered at the square. They were all staring down at their phones. Milo joined them automatically. On his screen, the same message appeared. "Look up together." Something in the word "together" felt itchy, suspicious. Milo hesitated, then lifted his head. So did everyone else. The sky peeled open. This is not a metaphor. The clouds parted like wrapping paper torn by a delighted child. Sound poured out. Real sound. Not compressed. Not optimized. Trumpets blazed. Drums thundered. A choir of voices, human and otherwise, sang a note so round and warm that it seemed to butter the cold. People gasped. Phones slipped from hands and landed softly in the snow, which made room for them like a courteous host. From the sky descended a procession that was both ancient and oddly up to date. Angels, yes, with wings that shimmered like fiber optic cables. Shepherds wearing coats patched with QR codes. A camel wearing a tiny hat that said Beta. At the center, glowing with a seriousness that bordered on comedy, was a child wrapped in a blanket that looked suspiciously like a recycled shopping bag. The child laughed. The sound was immediate. It did not buffer. A voice boomed, not from the sky, but from everywhere, including inside Milo's ribs. "Behold," it said, "we have come to remind you of the parts you missed." The angels gestured, and scenes bloomed in the air like soap bubbles. A woman in the crowd saw herself last spring, walking past a street musician without hearing the song that would have made her cry. A man saw his daughter's first joke delivered to the back of his head while he watched a video of a cat who hated cucumbers. Milo saw a thousand moments slide by him like trains he never boarded. The scenes were not cruel, they were festive. Confetti fell. The camel sneezed. "We are not here to scold," said the voice. "We are here to return what was not taken." The child clapped, and the bubbles popped. Snow fell harder. Someone laughed, then another. A choir member missed a note and grinned. Milo felt something loosen in him, like a knot that had been pretending to be a bow. He looked around. The crowd had changed shape. People were closer, not touching exactly, but aware of each other's heat. "What happens now?" Milo asked, surprised to hear his own voice without an echo. The child looked at him, eyes reflecting a thousand unrecorded stars. "Now you choose," said the voice, softer. "You always did." Phones began to glow again in the snow. They chimed politely, like guests asking if the party was over. One by one, people picked them up. Some turned them off. The sound was decisive. Others put them away, promising to check later, which was fine. A few stared again at the screens, already half gone. The angels nodded at them, too. Nobody was dragged, nobody was shamed. Milo picked up his phone. It was warm, loyal, full of his life as it had been edited. He slipped it into his pocket. The band struck up a carol that refused to be background music. People sang, badly, loudly. Someone started dancing and invented a move that would never trend, and did not care. The sky closed itself gently. The procession ascended. The camel waved. By morning, the square looked normal again. Snow with footprints. Phones with notifications. The bakery opened and sold out of bread shaped like stars. Milo walked home through the city, which felt slightly taller. His phone buzzed once in his pocket. He did not check it. Instead, he noticed the crack in his ceiling had caught the light just right, and for the first time, it looked less like a flaw and more like a map. Outside, Christmas kept happening, whether anyone watched it or not.
Will I ever learn? I did it again. I used artificial intelligence for this story, but I think it worked quite well. It's meant as a complaint against the ever-increasing use of smartphones.
Daily Minutes PS is copyright Peter John Productions. Titelmuziek is van Blasco, Creative Commons 2.0.
Voor AI-stemmen gebruiken wij meestal die van 11labs.io.